In the headlines, BAMP urges Barbadians to be cautious during this Christmas season as the flu is on the rise. The BUT calls on all stakeholders to urgently address violence in schools, stating teachers are now fearful to do their job. Government monitoring the outbreak of the H5N1 virus in the United States, but reassures security measures are in place to ensure it does not reach our shores. Some financial institutions report more Barbadians seeking loans for Christmas. And in Jamaica, a multi-million dollar fraud at Sagicor rises to $65 million. Good afternoon, I am Ronald Clark, and this is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. And the latest comes to you on Voice of Barbados with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC, First Caribbean.
The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is urging the public to be on alert during the holidays as the flu is on the rise again. President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams, is also calling for the re-implementation of some COVID-19 protocols.
While many are celebrating being outside and the return to social gatherings, BAMP must still urge Barbadians to exercise social responsibility in this festive season. Hand sanitization prevents transmission of viruses, and regrettably, we have witnessed the removal of numerous hand sanitizing stations in public settings. We advocate for the maintenance or reinstitution of hand sanitizing stations in public buildings and private businesses. We urge the public, at the very least, to use their own hand sanitizers where none is available.
Dr. Williams also reminds the public of the dangers of COVID-19.
BAMP seeks to remind the Barbadian public that in addition to these viruses, COVID-19 is still very much in circulation and may cause significant illness in both the short and long term. It may also present as a long COVID syndrome or contribute to a new non-communicable disease such as diabetes. We also continue to encourage testing for COVID-19, which should always be ruled out in those presenting with acute influenza-like respiratory illnesses. We have noticed that limited COVID-19 vaccines are now available. We call on government to provide research-guided interventions to determine what our next steps will be.
President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams. The Barbados Union of Teachers has again expressed frustration and fear over what they call the increase in violence in schools. President Rudy Lovell said all stakeholders must now work together to address this issue as a matter of urgency.
Schools cannot fulfill their role as places of learning and socialization if children are not in an environment free of violence. The issue of tackling violence in society and schools is a mammoth one, and all stakeholders need to work together on this very troubling and frightening issue. One wonders why our children and people in society are so angry. Students get into fights for some of the most trivial issues. We don't want a recurrence of what happened at Frederick Smith on 8th of November 2019, where a student lost his his life in a vicious stabbing incident. Violence is increasing in our schools, and teachers are fearful. It is time for action to address this serious problem.
Mr. Lovell urges parents to take greater responsibility for their children.
Students are leaving home for school with scissors and knives instead of textbooks, pens, and pencils. Parents must check their children's bags before they leave home in the mornings. Furthermore, parents should beseech their children to follow the right path. Students need to be taught how to employ effective anger and conflict resolution strategies. There must be an increased effort to provide psychological support for at-risk students and their parents, more guidance counselors, support services, and safety officers. Moreover, some parents must start parenting and instill the right values in their children.
BUT President Rudy Lovell. Meantime, DLP spokesperson on education, Melissa Savory-Gittins, is calling for a unified approach to dealing with violence among youth.
And it's with this in mind that we are calling on the Ministry of Education and the Minister of Education to ensure her staff investigates what are the serious matters of violence within our schools, who are the perpetrators, make sure we have spot checks on a daily basis, ensure that the security at the school are trained how to handle these matters. We need immediate action. The ministry needs to open up dialogue with parents and not treat them as outsiders, as they have a vested interest in seeing their children properly educated in a safe environment.
DLP spokesperson on education, Melissa Savory-Gittins. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Comes to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life Plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Government reassures Barbadians there is no need to panic with regards to the outbreak of the H5N1 virus in the United States. Speaking to Starcom Network News, the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir, says protocols have been put in place to prevent H5N1 from reaching the country's shores.
Up to this point, we have not introduced a ban on commercial poultry coming out of the U.S. because the protocols are in place to control any spread of the virus. In the U.S., because it is concentrated in one state, it is not moving across all states. There's no need for alarm at this point in time, but the major challenge we have will be with people who want to bring in birds as pet without going through the proper channels. In terms of commercial quantities, we're not at risk. And therefore, our hatching eggs and any poultry that is brought in on commercial basis will go through the rigors of the assessment that are in place, and we have all the protocols in place with the U.S.
Minister Weir encourages local farmers to take advantage of the shortage of poultry imports during this Christmas time.
It is really and truly an opportunity for us to be able to purchase more local poultry, and for our small farmers in particular to use this opportunity to expand their baby chick orders and to use the opportunity to take advantage of the reduction in supply from imported poultry and allow for Barbadians to have access to local poultry.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir. Some financial institutions are reporting increased interest from their members in accessing loans for the Christmas season. Chief Operations Officer with the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union, Richard Kennedy, says it's also been trying to assist its members who accumulated some debt during the COVID-19 period, but still want the additional finances.
What we have seen at the credit union has been an increase in interest in our Christmas loans and the loans for generally at the Christmas period. What we typically would have done in the past is offer our members one of our Christmas loan revolving facilities. But what we have been able to do, or what we've been trying to do as a credit union, is to assist our members holistically in terms of their financial plan. So we have been trying to consolidate the debt for our members, because we're realizing more and more over the last 2 to 3 years, because economic circumstances have been so challenging, some persons would have racked up debt in a number of different areas in order to kind of make ends meet.
Chief Operations Officer with the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union, Richard Kennedy. Meantime, Managing Director of Republic Bank, Anthony Clark, says they've also seen pick up in people interested in taking out loans.
We have been seeing an increase in loan demand, which is normally takes place at this time of the year. The increase is not quite what we expected. We thought it'd be a little bit better, but sometimes people tend to be last minute, so there's still time between now and the end of the year that it may pick up a little bit more. But I think generally Barbadians are being cautious and responsible in their spending and thus in their borrowing. So that's a good sign as well. But yes, we have been seeing some pickup.
Managing Director of Republic Bank, Anthony Clark. The Constitution Reform Specialist recommends an education drive to inform the Barbadian public of the importance of their participation in town hall meetings. Speaking to the media ahead of the mission on the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, Samit Bisaria says it's possible to educate the public on the contents of the Constitution in a way that's easy to understand. And in Jamaica, fraud scheme uncovered at Sagicor Bank in St. Andrew risen to $65 million. Top story, BAMP urges Barbadians to be cautious during this Christmas season as the flu is on the rise. A reminder to listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. That's the latest. I am Ronald Clark. Good afternoon.